Patrick Galino and Lisa Marie Talhammer are here to talk about Stolivodka's special Spirit of Stonewall limited edition bottle and give us their spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Patrick and Lisa Marie.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about the Stolivodka Spirit of Stonewall campaign.
So, Charlotte, we are so excited to be launching what is actually our second LGBT commemorative tribute bottle. Last year, we launched our very first, which was the Harvey Milk Limited Edition, which was designed by Paraguayan artist Oz Montanilla. And this year, I personally and professionally could not be more excited that we got to work with amazing human being, incredible artist Lisa Marie Thalhammer to create our newest limited edition, which commemorates and celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising, which, of course, we'll be celebrating during World Pride next month in New York City.
How did you become involved?
I consider myself lucky that I was probably in exactly the right place at the right time. Actually, about 10 years ago in San Francisco, 2009, I was first approached by Stoli. I, at the time, had over 15 years of experience working in nightlife with brands, promotions, management, but also was embarking on a new period in my life in which I was becoming more involved in activism for our community and was producing events as fundraisers and social events to bring our communities together, which in these events were getting some notice. And I accepted in 2010 what was meant to be really, in my mind, a six-month contract because I had no interest, or I thought I had no interest, in becoming part of a company. I'd always been an independent contractor doing things on my own. And the biggest tribute to the brand is that almost 10 years later, I've been given the opportunity to grow a role that Stoli globally knew was important. They knew it was important to look in San Francisco for someone who is an expert in the community. They knew it was important to invest in people. And I was given the direction from day one that if I wanted to stick around, the company would support me in growing the role from just a San Francisco ambassador and management role for our community, but to become eventually a national and or global role. And that's exactly what has happened and where we are today.
Lisa Marie, do you have something to add to that?
Sure, Charlotte. I first became involved with Stoli through a dear friend of mine, Joe McDaniels, who was the championship of the International Stoli Key West Cocktail Bartender Extravaganza competition that happens every year down in Florida. And Joe won that. And so when Patrick was looking for an artist to create the artwork for the new bottle, Joe introduced me to Patrick and we started talking and he found out about my love mural, which is located in the heart of Washington, D.C., which spells out L-O-V-E on four different garage doors in a 13-color spectrum. And we started chatting about activism and our LGBTQ community, and it just seemed like the perfect match to celebrate Stonewall 50 and this year's Spirit of Stonewall.
You know, this is the thing about artwork that I've learned, and especially having the opportunity to bring such visibility to the world about our community on our bottle, which is present in so many places in the U.S. and around the world, is that anyone can just put a drawing, a picture, just a rainbow on a bottle. But you have to make a difference. It has to be so authentic. And the best way you can be authentic is by having an incredible activist, artist, and human being behind that art. And I do not think we could have possibly found a better person to be presenting the imagery on our Spirit of Stonewall bottle than Ms. Lisa Marie Thalhammer.
What do you hope to accomplish with this campaign?
So we obviously want to celebrate 50 years since the Stonewall Uprising and the brave people who way back in June of 1969 took a stand against oppression and for equality. But it's really, you know, for me, three things. We want to celebrate. We want to educate. Again, our bottle is a physical item that is present in so many social places around the world. And therefore, on the back of the bottle, there's not a lot of room, but we have engaged LGBT historian Mr. Eric Marcus to actually write a little bit of education and the story of Stonewall in hopes that someone who might be too young to even know what Stonewall was will pick up the bottle, see Lisa's artwork, turn that bottle around, and they will be educated. LGBT education is so important for our community and all communities. And then we want to spark change. We want people, first and foremost, to live their lives in the spirit of Stonewall, to burn brightly, be proud, but also we hope people will support organizations like the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative, SIGBI, which we proudly support through this bottle. And I was so excited last week when we launched the bottle at Stonewall on the second floor. Lisa Marie was there, and we were able to present a very significant check to support the work for eliminating social intolerance of the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative.
And for me, Charlotte, I really want my artwork to inspire people to, you know, join the movement for love, to really practice kindness with each other within the community and really value the diverse identities that we all have. And then also, I really hope that this artwork can celebrate, you know, where we have been and how far we have come. Just thinking about what happened at Stonewall 50 in 1969, you know, and how many trials and tribulations LGBTQ people had to go through at that time, and to think about the visibility that we have now. We still have so much further to go, but it's really inspiring to see the change that can be made just in a lifetime.
Patrick, what is Stoli's personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
You know, one of the reasons why I've remained with this brand and this company for so long is because of the absolutely authentic and sincere support and commitment this company has shown in both in action and in word. This company fully has consistently empowered me to be able to produce first-in-class initiatives and activations for our community. And what's really impressed me is even in times of occasional adversity, when other companies might have gotten a little bit discouraged, this company has stood up and burned brighter, and we realize that at the end, we're all in it together.
Lisa Marie, what is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
My personal commitment to LGBTQ equality is really that the personal is also political. You know, I identify as LGBTQ. I have for a long time, and I feel like coming out and being visible is so important to the movement. And the more visibility that we can have, the more that we can come out, that we can stand up, we can be ourselves, is so important. You know, through my design work and my artwork, Dolly's also giving the LGBTQ National Task Force a donation as well. And so that organization is so important with their BU campaign and their Queering the Census campaign. You know, they're really asking us to come out, be who we are, be loud, be proud. It's really exciting to be part of this very historic moment for LGBTQ people.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Well, I think that this is a really unique time for our community, for us to realize that we have so many leaders within ourselves, so we need to stand up and shine brighter than ever before. You know, I have to say, I actually take my title as ambassador very seriously, and the fact that this company gives me the opportunity to travel and bring people together is very empowering. And being able to bring people together with programs like Key West Park Hill Classic that actually celebrates the legacy of our gay bars as original community centers and safe spaces, to celebrate that legacy to get today, reminds me every day that we as a community have the ability not to follow, but to actually be first-in-class leaders because of the adversity that we have faced and overcome.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
We have such great resources, really, that are available, such as the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, the Trevor Project. I just have to say that I always hope, again, by living my life and Lisa Marie living her life and you living your life proudly, that younger people know that there are role models out there, and that to be gay is not just good, but it can be amazing, and even in Stoli Group creating a role like mine as to be an ambassador for our community, that's something that any kid can aspire to, not just to be good, but to be excellent.
Yeah, and I would just say, you know, we all need to remember that we are all human beings. You know, we all have emotions and feelings, and to practice kindness to others, and even if there are haters out there, to try to find some empathy for them. You know, I always feel like that is a good way to try to just spread the love. You know, I really want to try to go on a campaign to spread the love art, to spread it out. I'm so grateful for Stoli for helping me get this message, you know, out nationally and internationally into the community. But, you know, practicing kindness, empathy, and respect for others, and appreciating our diversity, and if we can just keep pushing those values as human values, that is really what is going to solve a lot of these issues that young people and also people of all age really struggle with.
How can people get information about the Stoli Vodka's Spirit of Stonewall campaign?
Ask me. I'm at Patrick Domino on Instagram, and I love questions. You can also follow us at Stoli on both Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at LisaMarieStudio.com and also LisaMarieStudio on Instagram. Look forward to hearing from you.
What are the projects are you working on?
We are now in the sixth year of our Stoli Key West Coastal Classic. This year it is a 15-city tour. Right now we are about to embark on our 13th city, which is Atlanta. And we bring all of the winners from our cities to gorgeous and beautiful Key West, Florida for our Key West Pride Week finale. And one of the things I adore about this program is that our bartenders, who again represent the very best of our LGBTQ communities, get to come to Key West. They get to meet each other, build a whole new network of friends. We celebrate them with the winner each year becoming honorary Grand Marshal of Key West Pride. We want to empower them. But every single dollar that is won through this program, and we give away a lot of money, it'll be have been $80,000 today. Every penny goes to charity, and we actually empower our bartenders to select their preferred LGBTQ hometown charities, and we then award them checks to give to those charities, and we come and celebrate with them when they do so. So empowering our community to determine where our charitable dollars go is just so exciting.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
My current initiative is to really take the love art, take the mural art, and to just spread it all over the country during this upcoming 2020 election season. I just really want to be on a campaign for love and just, you know, all around the United States and maybe even further. Just, you know, keep reminding people to respect others' differences and also uplift our joy level and really use color as a way to heal the community and to move forward into like a more positive, loving society and world.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I definitely do, and it's an old proverb. Fall down 7 times, stand up 8. Fall down 7 times, stand up 8. And then once you're standing on your own 2 legs, through the whole process, be impeccable in your words.
My personal mantra, Charlotte, would really be to trust your journey. There are times when all of us are going to have difficult days or have difficult weeks or, you know, have a time period where we are struggling. And some people might really be feeling that right now with the way things are happening in the world. But trust your journey and trust that things will get better and that life is a cycle. And if you put good things and positive energy out into the world, it's going to come back to you. So trust your journey.